Hey there, dopamine seekers. Jay Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to decluttering not just your physical space, but also that inner digital clutter we all carry around. Today we're diving into something super important. Creating a home sanctuary, that haven of peace and rejuvenation in the midst of this crazy world. Ever feel like you're constantly on go? Like there's no time to just be? You know that feeling when your mind is racing a mile a minute and your phone feels more like an anchor than a connection tool? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Building a home sanctuary isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about making small, intentional choices that add up to big, positive changes in how you feel, think, and live. So grab your favorite cozy blanket, settle in, and let's create a space that truly nourishes your soul. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you transform your home into a personal sanctuary. First things first, it's all about decluttering, but not just the physical stuff. Think of it like spring cleaning for your mind, too. We're bombarded with information and stimuli every single day. News alerts, emails, social media updates. It's exhausting. So create designated tech-free zones in your home where you can truly unplug and reconnect with yourself. Maybe that's your bedroom, your bathroom, or even just a corner of your living room. Make it sacred space where you don't have to answer emails, scroll through feeds, or worry about the latest headline. Next up, sensory overload is real. Think about how different sights, sounds, smells, and textures make you feel. Do those bright neon lights in your kitchen give you a headache? Is that constant hum from your appliances driving you bonkers? Start paying attention to the sensory details of your environment and make adjustments. Swap out harsh lighting for soft lamps. Add some calming scents like lavender or vanilla. Play soothing music. Or invest in comfortable textures like plush pillows and fluffy rugs. Remember, it's all about creating a space that feels good for you. Speaking of good feelings, make it personal. Your sanctuary should reflect your unique personality and interests. Don't be afraid to let your flag fly. Display artwork that inspires you. Surround yourself with plants that bring you joy. Create a cozy reading nook filled with your favorite books, or set up a mini meditation corner with candles and crystals. The key is to make it a space where you feel truly seen and reflected. Now don't forget the power of nature. Ever notice how being outdoors can instantly lift your mood? Bring that feeling indoors. Open your windows for fresh air, let in as much natural light as possible, and incorporate natural elements like plants, wood, or stone. Even a small vase of wildflowers can make a world of difference. Finally, rituals are your secret weapon. We all crave routine and structure, especially in our chaotic lives. Create mini rituals that help you transition into your sanctuary mode. Maybe it's lighting a scented candle before you enter your bedroom, putting on comfy pajamas, or simply taking a few deep breaths to center yourself. These little rituals signal to your brain that it's time to relax and recharge. Imagine this. You're coming home after a long day, work deadlines met, errands completed, but your mind is still buzzing. You walk through the door, and instead of being greeted by clutter and noise, you're enveloped in a calm, inviting atmosphere. Soft music plays in the background. The air is filled with the scent of lavender, and a warm lamp casts a cozy glow on your favorite armchair. You sink into the chair, close your eyes, and take a deep breath. The world melts away, replaced by a sense of peace and tranquility. That's the power of creating a home sanctuary, a space where you can truly unwind and reconnect with yourself. So, remember these key takeaways. Declutter both physically and mentally. Create a sensory haven that feels good for you. Personalize your space to reflect your unique identity. Bring nature indoors. And establish rituals that mark the transition into your sanctuary mode. You don't need a mansion or a fortune. Just a little intentionality and some creative energy can transform any space into a personal oasis of well-being. Ready to start creating your own home sanctuary? Take action right now. Clear out one small area in your home, light a scented candle, put on some relaxing music, and take 5 deep breaths. Feel the difference already. You've got this. Don't forget to share your progress with us. What are you doing to create your own haven of peace? Tag us on social media using eDopamine Declutter. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.